Thank you for standing by. All participants will have an open line for the duration of today's conference call. Please utilize your mute button when not speaking to minimize background noise. If you would like to mute your line and did not have a mute button, you may press star then six. Star then six again would unmute your line. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to go ahead and turn the call over to your host for today, Ms. Stephanie Bagot. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Jazz Open Mic session. The topic is ClearQuest integration. First off, my name is Stephanie Bagot, and I work for IBM Rational as a technical support engineer for Rational Team Concert and Jazz. The speakers who will be joining us today are Richard Piazza, the current team lead responsible for the Rational Team Concert ClearQuest connectors. A connector provides interoperation between Rational ClearQuest and Rational Team Concert. This group is responsible for a synchronizer and an importer. He has been working in the field of software development tools for over 20 years and has been at IBM Rational since 2000. Sridhar Rella has over 10 years of software development experience. At IBM Rational, Sridhar has worked on a variety of projects involving infrastructure and framework to web UI development. Currently, he is the change management architect leading geographically distributed teams and has successfully delivered two projects in the last 2 years. Today, he will be focusing his discussion on ClearQuest Bridge-related topics. Unfortunately, there will be no web conference as advertised, only a phone conference. However, all of the mics are open on this call, so please feel free to jump in and share your thoughts and ideas or ask any questions that you might have. And now I will introduce our first speaker, Richard Piazza.
Hi, thanks for coming on to the call. What we want to talk about today is what we're doing in relationship to Rational Team Concert and ClearQuest. We used to call this the ClearQuest connector, and that was what we're now advertising as a synchronizer. In RTC 2.0, we've introduced two new connectors, and that's probably what we're going to talk about most in this phone call. Just to remind you what the synchronizer was, it's a way of storing data in both CQ and RTC. It's the same data, but it's kept synchronized by the synchronizer. This is useful for teams that want to start working with RTC, but the entire enterprise, a lot of projects in the enterprise are still using ClearQuest. So this is a way for agile teams, small agile teams, to sort of branch off, start using RTC, but still have all the data in a common CQ database. So it's visible to people who are not using RTC but still need to look at the data. The processes that that are in place for CQ remain in force, but new processes can be set up for RTC that are more agile. So the point is that you're not losing any of your process that you've set up in CQ, but you're enabling some small teams to go and try RTC and work in a more agile way. So that was what was available for integration with CQ in RTC 1.0. We saw needs to improve the synchronizer in RTC 2.0. One of the big issues with the synchronizer was setting it up. For those of you who know a little bit about the synchronizer, it involves writing synchronization rules, which is showing how you map the CQ schema to the RTC schemas. This, because CQ can be so, you can set up your own schema and it can be as complicated as you wish, it was difficult for some schemas to write the synchronization rules, which brought over all the data in the appropriate way to RTC. In addition, there was a lot of manual steps that were needed to set up the CQ synchronizer. One of the main things that is involved in the CQ synchronizer is another server process that we call the CQ gateway. This is the conduit that is used between CQ and RTC to do the communication. and it's a separate server and it needed to be set up. There were a lot of different parameters that needed to be set in CQ and in RTC and for the gateway. So what we decided to do for RTC 2.0 was to introduce a setup wizard. And it's a web-based wizard, and it goes through 11 steps that reduce the amount of complexity that is involved in setting up the synchronizer. It takes several pages of manual steps that were very error-prone and essentially does them automatically. The other thing that we looked into is the introduction of a new kind of connector, which was called a CQ importer. The CQ importer is based on the work item importer, which was available in RTC 1.0 to import from Bugzilla. So in 2.0, we extended this importer to handle CQ data. So this is useful for people who want to transition to RTC from CQ, and they want to seed the project in RTC with the current data that's in CQ. One important thing to note is that it imports the data only. It does not import or bring over the CQ process. Any process that you want to enforce has to be then expressed in RTC. Another connector that we introduced in RTC 2.0 was the CQ bridge. And Sridhar is going to talk about that.
Thanks, Rich. So before I jump in and talk about ClearQuest Bridge, I was thinking, how many of the folks on the call has actually used Team Concert with ClearQuest using any of the connectors that's available? Like, have you used Bridge or Synchronizers or Importer, any of them?
Nope.
Okay. So that sets some stage for us how to approach this discussion, so that's great. Let me take a step back a little bit and reiterate a couple of points that Rich mentioned. So when this discussion primarily kind of benefits the customers who are in a situation that they want to use Team Concert and they have existing ClearQuest repositories. So they want to start using Team Concert and still find a common ground between ClearQuest and Team Concert. So this, exactly the customers who has that need would benefit from this discussion. So if you are in such situation, now what you would do is you get Team Concert and you have existing ClearQuest repository. Now you don't know what to do with them, right? Now you could be in one of the three scenarios that we talked about, that Rich already covered a couple of them. One of the scenario is you pick up Team Concert and you just want to stay in Team Concert. You don't want to, have any information, I won't say information, any user experience of ClearQuest in Team Concert. You want to stay within Team Concert because you are very comfortable with Team Concert conventions of processes stuff. But you still want to access ClearQuest data because that's where your business assets have been built over a period of years. So in that scenario, for you, Synchronizers is the best story because what it does is it allows you to connect to ClearQuest repository and synchronization of data happens behind the scenes. So from an end-user perspective, you are in Team Concert. Everything looks like Team Concert, but you are actually dealing with ClearQuest data. So that's what Rich explained earlier. Now, you could be in another situation where you say, you know what? I want to go and start using Team Concert. I don't want to use ClearQuest anymore. I want all my data from ClearQuest into Team Concert, and I want to move up forward with Team Concert. Now, in that scenario, Importer is the best solution for you. So that's what Rich also talked about is you can use ClearQuest Importer in Team Concert and pull all the data from ClearQuest into Team Concert repository. Now, I don't know if you have noticed, Rich did mention, and he emphasized that what you are trying to do in Importer is you're only pulling the data, not the process. So you can pull your data, but you will still have to build your process in Team Concert. Now, those are the two scenarios. But talking to a lot of customers, we felt that there was another situation that customers are in today where customers don't want to completely move data or import ClearQuest to Team Concert because they think their repository is too big to handle that in one time. You know, it's not one time thing. It's going to take years for them to start moving from ClearQuest to Team Concert, or, you know, for a variety of reasons. They think it may not be the right approach for them. So what we focus is there's another kind of a connector that we kind of introduced in RTC 2.0. We call it as Bridge. Now, we do have bridges for ClearQuest and ClearCase, but I think ClearCase will be covered in a different session. We'll talk about ClearQuest, a bridge here a little bit more. Now, when we started building ClearQuest Bridge, we actually focused on four things. The first thing is, how do we provide a coexistence story for customers between ClearQuest and Team Concert? How can a user use ClearQuest and Team Concert in a more efficient way with less or no tool switching? Now, the second thing we did is, okay, now we solved the coexistence story. Now, what else we can do? What we thought is, okay, we want to provide new business value to ClearQuest customers when they are using ClearQuest information in the context of Team Concert. Because if you know, Team Concert brings a great value to the customer beyond just change management. It provides you project planning capabilities, and it provides dashboarding capabilities, which are pretty significant for users. So what we tried to do is we thought, okay, we want to not only trying to provide a coexistence between ClearQuest and Team Concert for defect management or change management, let's add new business value to ClearQuest information. So what we try to do is we also help you in trying to take advantage of agile planning capabilities for ClearQuest data. And also what we did is we introduced a set of viewlets, and we contributed and made it available through dashboard catalog, where you can now actually pull a viewlet and ask for ClearQuest information. So typically, if you are in a Team Concert web UI, you will be able to see information coming from your Team Concert repository and information coming from ClearQuest repository in a single view. So it provides a nice dashboard view of information from two different repositories. So the user experience is, from an end user perspective, he or she doesn't care or doesn't even know where this data is coming from. For him or her, it looks like it's all in one place. So those are the two major things that we try to solve. And we also, what we try to do is, as you know, Rational is working in, if you hear a lot of, you must have heard a lot about ALM scenarios, collaborative ALM scenarios, where Rational is actually making a lot of effort in not trying to just solve one particular domain problem, instead trying to take a step higher and trying to understand how a role responsibilities span across the domains, and how do you solve the problem using multiple products that Rational is going to expose over Jazz Technologies. So we did work with comm scenario teams and enabled some of the scenarios to be realized and made sure ClearQuest do have role in this larger ALM scenario and how we realize that using bridges. Now, there's another thing we also did in bridges is, now all I talked about was primarily around UI, like, you know, how from end user perspective the presentation is all in one place and kind of gives you a nice coexistence story. What we also did is we introduced a service implementation for OSLC. I don't know how many of you know about OSLC. If you want to know more, you should go to oslc.net, openservices.net. It is free. What it does, it has, Rational has put together some effort in trying to standardize on how the change management or how the AppCom, which is collaborative ALM resources, should be represented in more standard way. So we have a change management reference implementation, which is for one for ClearQuest. So what it does is it provides you a REST services which will enable for third-party integrations into ClearQuest in more standard way. So with all this information that I just shared, Rich and I shared, what you have as a customer is you have multiple choices on how you want to use ClearQuest and Team Concert together. You can use it in a siloed mode where you just care about one domain but you want to get data using synchronizers. You can move data from one system to another system using importers. You can use bridges to use both systems together in a more coexistence manner. So that's a very high-level view of what we're about to talk. And Rich, you want to add something?
Well, I just wanted to say, and it depends on, you know your environment, which is appropriate for you. You know, and that's why we're giving you multiple choices. Every user of CQ who wants to start using RTC is in a slightly different situation. So we want to give a lot of options for people to have them work together.
Yep. That's pretty much high level that we want to talk about. But again, we'll open the floor for questions.
Hi, this is Suresh. I have a question regarding the synchronizer and the coexistence of CQ and the Team Concert.
Okay.
So what I was trying to understand is you said, you know, we can still have the data in CQ and Team Concert as is. But I was wondering, like, is the same data when you're using Synchronizer, is the same data which is in the ClearQuest database available in the Team Concert database, or it is two separate datas?
It's two separate datas. We're not sharing the repository. There's the CQ database and there's the RTC repository. And what the Synchronizer does is it makes sure that the data in one repository is synchronized with the data in the other. So there's no conflicts between the two of them.
So Synchronizer is making sure the data in CQ is also available in Team Concert, or?
So let me take a stab at it. So Suresh, there are two questions you asked. One is you asked about Synchronizer, and you also talked about coexistence. So
Correct. They're
two different things.
Okay.
So when you talked about Synchronizer, what Rich also talked to you was, if you are in Team Concert, you pretty much use only Team Concert clients to access ClearQuest information. If you are in CQ, you access only CQ clients to access CQ information. But what Synchronizer does is it kind of keeps the data in sync. That means it makes copy of data in both repositories and keeps them in sync. So if you create a ClearQuest record in ClearQuest system,
mm-hmm.
It will create a work item for you in Team Concert repository, and you can access that work item, which has the same information that you put in ClearQuest. So basically, for every ClearQuest record, there is a work item created. And for every work item, there is a ClearQuest record created, and they are in sync.
Understood. Okay. That helps.
So in a bridge, when you talk about coexistence, what bridge does is it doesn't do any of the synchronizations. It doesn't try to copy data. It leaves data in its own repository. So when you go to this bridge, when you go to Team Concert Web UI, which has ClearQuest bridge, what it does is it provides a proxy model where it pulls ClearQuest information from ClearQuest repository and surfaces into a Web UI client. Now, when you link ClearQuest record to a Team Concert record, it maintains the link only. So it's not really copying data. It just maintains a link between two resources living in two different repositories.
Right.
That helps.
I think, you know, what Sridhar says is important. With the Synchronizer, you're going to be a user in RTC, and there's going to be users in CQ, and they don't even have to know that this data is being synchronized. They are used to using CQ, or they want to start using RTC, and the synchronization is happening behind the scenes. On the other hand, with the bridge, you're essentially surfacing through the UI a view to both of the tools at the same time.
Yes. And both resources use different processes and different workflows. And you have to know, I mean, eventually UI will let you know this is a CQ record and this is a work item record. But in synchronizers, it's all insulated, an abstract for you.
Right. In the synchronizer, the process that you've set up in RTC takes place, and if you violate the process, it will tell you. If you violate the process when you're changing the CQ record, CQ will tell you. And if a change in one of the systems causes a process violation in the other system, you will get notification of that. And then you'll have to go in and make some changes to make sure that you can synchronize the data.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Sure. Other questions?
Hi. This is Vincent from DB2 IBM. I just have a question. What version of ClearQuest is required to use the bridge?
Version 7.1.
Okay. We were trying to, I guess, implement RTC with our, just managing our projects, and we realized that IM is currently only using 7.01. So I'm just wondering if there's a way for us to try out the ClearQuest bridge.
Yeah, this question has come up many times.
Okay.
Because typically, you know, upgrading from 7.0 to 7.1 is a huge challenge, and it requires a lot of effort. So for CQ bridge, all we need is a ClearQuest 7.1 web server instance. So basically, there is a ClearQuest web server instance is what we require. Now, you could go and deploy or install a ClearQuest 7.1 server instance and still connect to the same ClearQuest repository. So you don't have to upgrade your schemas. You don't have to upgrade your feature levels. So basically, you can have your database the way it is today and have 7.01 clients accessing this database and just put a new 7.1 server and have it connected to it. And you can have the 7.1 server instance and RTC configured so that you can take advantage of the bridge.
Okay. All right. I'll just ask someone on our side about that, because he was the one that told me that we aren't currently able to do it, but he's able to, I think, use a development feature or something somehow to get us to have that working. So I'm just waiting on him to get it working for now.
Yeah, I recently saw that in the Jazz Forum, and I responded to it.
Okay.
Since you are internal IBM, you could always find me on same time and we can definitely help you with that.
Okay, great. I have another question if no one else does.
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. So I was wondering if you guys are able to produce trends and reports just like we currently have on the dashboard for Team Concert.
So at this point, using ClearQuest Bridge, we don't provide any trending or charts in 2.0 release. That's in our play to explore. But we are more. What we also had in ClearQuest 7.1 is we had changed our reporting story completely. We have provided some adapters to BERT. So basically, if you have BERT Designer, you can actually pull data from ClearQuest directly and able to generate whatever reporting you want. So it's a full-fledged reporting solution that we enabled in 7.1. But to answer your question, in RTC Web UI dashboard, we don't have charting and charting for ClearQuest yet.
In queries, okay, I see.
Right. Just to make the point, with the synchronizer, since you're copying the data over, you have all the capabilities of RTC to write, you know, put any charts or reports for your data.
Yep.
Okay. So the synchronizer and the CQ bridge, they all fall under the CQ connector?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. So it's actually called the synchronizer. Okay. So that's good to know. Because I think we and DB2 would be interested in the synchronizer because we actually track everything based on defects mostly. And so, because right now we track our projects based on using two different tools. So we would track our tasks, and then we would go into ClearQuest to track defects associated to the task. So this integration with the Team Concert and ClearQuest would be a great help and would help minimize having to use two tools.
So if I understand your comment right, you said you have some tasks created in Team Concert, and you are going back to ClearQuest because it has a parent request in ClearQuest for tracking purposes. Is that correct?
So we're currently using... We haven't used RTC yet, but we're actually I'm the one trying to test it out, and I guess we're doing a pilot here.
So we do that today. You know, you could actually play with synchronizers and see if it fits to your business needs, or you can also do is which we kind of many of us do internally is we actually set bridge between ClearQuest and Team Concert, because once you have a ClearQuest, if you have a bridge, you can pretty much use Team Concert Web UI and able to query your ClearQuest. You can run all your ClearQuest queries. You can look at your ClearQuest record within Team Concert Web UI. And also, you can create work items of type tasks and link them to ClearQuest records. And you can see those links persisted in work items.
Yeah, so I saw a video on that, and that was very cool, and that's exactly what we are looking for. But
you saw in the video was basically bridge.
Okay.
Right, and I think that that's an important thing to note about the bridge. It's you have data that's you have some data in CQ and you have some data in RTC, and you're not replicating that data in any way. It's not the same.
Right.
It's related data.
Yep.
Okay.
Other questions?
Maybe I'll just contact you about getting the server instance going.
Sure thing.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
More questions?
Hi, this is Mark Ingebretson at IBM STG.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. I've got a couple comments and a question. First of all, I'm looking through the 3.0 plan of the CQ bridge.
Looking at the user stories?
Mainly the plan.
Okay. The plan is not frozen. We haven't completely flushed out everything in the plan.
Yep.
But I think, Mark, you're part of Design Partners, right?
Yes.
So this Monday, we will be talking about the user stories for Design Partners. So if you go to Team Concert and basically go to the Navigator and see ClearQuest Bridge Dashboard, you'll see two tabs. One is General tab and another tab called User Stories. So there's a whole list of 17 user stories that are available today. So you know, that's what I would recommend you to review.
Okay, I'll do that. The comments I wanted to make were that I saw in the ClearQuest Bridge 3.0 release plan, there were two that I'm very interested in. One is the possibility of single sign-on.
Yes.
And that's obviously a very important one for us. And then the other one was the single CQ connection per project area.
Oh, yes. So yeah, those two are in plan. Actually, those are part of the user stories. So what you are asking is you should be able to connect a particular CQ schema database to a specific project area of Team Concert. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, that is in plan. That's going to be available in 3.0.
Okay. So I know you're aware of the user story. We have unrelated projects in a single repository, and then when we connect any of them to ClearQuest, they all now have the CQ options in their web interface.
Yep. Yeah. We had. That's something that we already aware of. We'll take care of it in the next release.
Yep. So that is very welcome to see. The one question I have, I don't see anything in the plan about any future extensions to the bridge from a synchronization point of view. I understand that you have the CQ connector, and that's a different thing. And
when you talk about synchronization, you're talking about the state propagations.
Right. There's multiple ways.
It is part of the user story. There are two things that that are top on our list. The first thing is able to create batch work items and link to the, for example, if you have a ClearQuest backlog, we want to allow users to select a set of ClearQuest records and say just create work item tasks for these and have the links established.
I see.
That is something that is in top on our list. And the third thing that we are, actually there's a user story and there is also an high-level design document that I already put on jazz.net, which is how we propagate some state transfers. For example, if you have a task created in Team Concept repository and you have a link to a ClearQuest record, how does a complete task state should be propagated back to the parent in ClearQuest? And we have some thoughts around that, and that's something is currently in our architecture board discussion. You know, we are having a lot of discussions about that.
Okay, I understand the challenges there.
Yep.
Yeah, and one thing just to sort of make sure we all understand is that 3.0 planning is going on right now, and you know what we want to do and what we can do and what how things are prioritized are in flux. So one of the nice things about jazz.net is you get to see what our ideas are, but the downside is
Not
everything gets done, and it looks exciting, but there's only a certain amount of resources. So so keep looking there, and you'll get more and more information.
Yeah, I would also encourage them to add comments.
That actually
increases the priority and actually helps us to focus on the right things.
Exactly.
Very good. I will do that.
Other questions? Since 3.0 has been brought up, I guess it might be good to just kind of discuss what we're thinking of doing for 3.0 in the connectors in general. And one of the things that we'd like to do in when it comes to synchronizers and importers is have a more effective way to come up with the mapping between the two schemas. In both cases, you have to kind of, in some way, express what is the relationship between the schema in CQ and particularly in RTCs, the work items. And there's ability on both sides to do customization. So there's a lot of room for differences between two sides. So we want to have a more effective way of coming up with the mapping. Right now, for the synchronizer, we do have what's called the synchronization rule editor, and that's available in the RTC client. And you can essentially pick and choose. What fields go to what fields and how enumerations are mapped to each other and things like that. But we'd like to make that more automatic. Or we'd like to introduce a wizard in some sense that can help you with that mapping. When it comes to the importer, the representation is slightly different. Right now it's what it's called a mapping file, and it's just an XML a representation, and there's not even any user interface support to do that, to write that mapping file. So we'd like to first introduce some sort of a GUI to do that mapping, and then sort of unify this whole idea of doing the mappings between the two representations of the data. Some of the other things that we're looking at is to broaden the idea of the work item importer and to import different kinds of objects. And one of the things that we're looking at is MS project data. That's one of the hot things that people would like to bring into RTC. Not exactly related to CQ, but the reason I bring it up here is because by enabling to have a more robust importer, that will help with importing CQ data. Peter, did you?
Yep, that's good.
Okay.
And for me, at this point, the 3.0 stuff, it's very early in planning. We have some ideas. It's all in the user stories. We are taking them to design partners this Monday, and it's all available on jazz.net on the dashboard. So, you know, I would encourage any comments. You know, I would even like customers to be passionate about what they want. That helps us to do things better.
Okay, so any further questions? Okay, Stephanie, I think that's all we have here.
Okay, we're just going to do a quick polling question. Jose, if you want to go ahead with that.
Certainly. Allow me just a quick moment to set up for the polling question, and I will give brief instructions on the polling question for today. Please do wait for me to let you know when you can start voting. The question for today is as follows. How useful did you find this open mic call? The answers are star 1, very useful, star 2, somewhat useful, star 3, not useful. Once again, the question is as follows. How useful did you find this open mic call? Star 1, very useful, star 2, somewhat useful, star 3, not useful. You may go ahead and begin your voting. Thank you. This does conclude the polling question for today.
Okay, just to kind of conclude the session, if you guys have any feedback or additional questions, please feel free to post them on the jazz.net forum. There's a lot of technical support engineers as well as developers who answer questions on the forum. So just post there. And I just want to thank Richard and Sridhar for joining us today and for all of you for coming. And next week, we'll be discussing ClearCase integrations with guest speakers. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and have a great day.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference call. The call has concluded. You may go ahead and disconnect at this time.